Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending January 31st, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican Health Minister tours quarantine sites. Dr. Christopher Tufton, Jamaica's Minister of Health, toured locations designed as quarantine sites in preparation to address potential threats arising from the coronavirus outbreak. He visited sites at the National Chest Hospital and the Norman Manley International Airport. According to Dr. Tufton, supplies and two rooms at the hospital are at the ready in case of coronavirus, and that border protection staff, equipment, three rooms, and six beds in an isolation area have been put in place at the airport. Tufton stated that he was satisfied that these preparations are adequate. Permanent boundary markers for cockpit country in place. According to Jamaica's Forestry Department, boundaries for the cockpit country have been established by the placing of permanent markers. The boundaries include 100 kilometers of land to be included in the official marking of the area, which is considered a valuable ecological resource. The markers are consistent with the mandate imposed on the Forestry Department in 2017. The department continues to aid the Jamaican government in the relevant designated protected areas. This week's Caribbean news. Caribbean suffers major earthquake. On January 28, 2020, the Caribbean region experienced a very strong earthquake measuring 7.7 on the Richter scale. The quake's tremors were felt over a large area ranging from Cuba to Mexico. The epicenter of the quake, originally reported as measuring 7.2 in magnitude, was centered 86 miles northwest of Montego Bay in Jamaica and 87 miles west-southwest of Niquero in Cuba. There were no initial reports of serious damage or injuries. A tsunami warning was issued for the area, but it was canceled soon after. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Beijing Embassy creates strong links to Jamaicans in Wuhan, China. According to Jamaica's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, Jamaica's embassy in Beijing, China, has strengthened its outreach to Jamaicans in the Wuhan area of Hubei province, the center of the coronavirus outbreak. The minister reported that WhatsApp groups have been created to address issues relating to food and supplies in the area affecting Jamaicans. The embassy has also provided a list of 24-hour hotlines available to provide Jamaicans with guidance and aid during the coronavirus crisis. Jamaicans in Wuhan have also received direct help as part of the embassy's outreach efforts. This week's business news. Workers from Jamaica earn more than $300 million from seasonal employment in the U.S. Seasonal employment programs providing Jamaicans with work in the United States contributed over $300 million in earnings for those workers, according to a report from the Minister of Labor and Social Security, Shahini Robinson. Robinson said that Jamaicans who participate in the U.S. agriculture and hospitality job programs have earned this significant amount in the past 5 years. The minister also said that the number of individuals taking these jobs has risen to a total of nearly 7,000 every year. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Coffee's EP wins Grammy for Best Reggae Album. 19-year-old Michaela Simpson, better known as Coffee, was awarded the Best Reggae Album Grammy for her EP entitled Rapture at the 62nd Annual Grammy Awards Ceremony in Los Angeles. With the award, the singer made history by being the youngest reggae act and first female artist to win the Grammy in this category. The EP spent 32 weeks on the Billboard Reggae chart following its debut release at number one. This week's sports news. President of JAAA opposes postponement of 2020 indoor championships. Dr. Warren Blake, the president of the Jamaica Athletic Administration Association, JAAA, has criticized the decision to postpone the World Athletics Indoor Championships for 2020 in response to the outbreak of the coronavirus. The postponement is not a good idea, according to Blake, because it means the athletes will miss out on a crucial competition in an Olympic year. The decision to postpone the event was made by the Athletics International Governing Body due to the proximity of Wuhan in China, where the virus originated, and Nanjing, the site of the scheduled championship competition. Blake acknowledged that the postponement was inevitable due to the situation, but said athletes will be disappointed at missing out on an important competition before the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.